Hoftest Kislev, Heide Hanukkah, 25th of December, Rabbi Shor Meir Greenberg, Hanukkah, Birchas Hanukkah.
Good morning, and welcome to this is Yachi Kala. I'd like to share with you a Dvar Halacha, short Dvar Halacha, with reference to the brachas that we make on Neiros Hanukkah, and how from there it evolves clearly the very essence of the Yom Tov, of the days of Hanukkah. And the Gemara starts in Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph in Masechta Shabbos. Mai Mevorech. What bracha does one make on Hadlokas Ner Hanukkah? So the Gemara says, Mevorech Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvoisov V'tzivonu L'Hadlik Ner Shel Hanukkah. You make the bracha Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvoisov V'tzivonu L'Hadlik Ner Shel Hanukkah, which is a machlekes in the Gesoris, is it Shel Hanukkah or Shel Hanukkah, whatever the Geser is, the bracha is Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvoisov V'tzivonu L'Hadlik Ner Shel Hanukkah. Then the Gemara asks a very strange question. V'heichon Tzivonu? We say Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvoisov V'tzivonu, that we were commanded to light Neiros Hanukkah. Heichon Tzivonu? Where were we commanded? Where were we given the tzivui to light Neiros Hanukkah? And the Gemara says, Rabbi Amar mi loy sasur. Rabbi Avi says it comes from the pasuk of loy sasur. Im Nechemi Amar from the pasuk of Shalom Bich v'yaget v'yaget chaz v'kenecha v'yermelach. So Heichon Tzivonu? Yes, we were Tzivonu. We were Tzivonu mi loy sasur. The question itself is very difficult. Every single one of us here knows Chumash Rashi, and we all know there's a lav in the Torah of Leish Sosu. Meaning, the Torah tells us, if Chazal say something, we have to listen to them. Why here does the Gemara ask, V'heichon Tzivonu? V'heichon Tzivonu, as if I don't know that there's a lav in the Torah of Leish Sosu. I mean, the Chiddush of the Gemara, there is such a thing as Leish Sosu. There is such a lav in the Torah of Leish Sosu, which obligates us to listen to Chazal. It's mechayev us to follow everything that Chazal ask of us. Leish Sosu, I need a Gemara to express it clearly. V'heichon Tzivonu, you should know it's Leish Sosu. Ibn Nechemi says, the first psukim, obvious psukim, that there is a din to listen to Divrei Chazal. Why here, particularly with Hilchos Chanukah, do we ask the question, Mai Mevorech? Mai Mevorech? And then after we have a bracha, we then ask a second question, Meichon Tzivonu, where does this tzivri come from? And to understand, let's move on a little bit in the Gemara, and then we'll come back to hopefully to understand the background to the Gemara's question. The Gemara then asks a kasha. We've just now ascertained that every drabonon, which is the mitzvah drabbanon, also must be preceded with a bracha. Masiv Rav Amram, Sir Rav Amram asks the question, Haddamai. The Mishnah tells us, Haddamai, Ma'arvin boy, you can use Damai to make an Erev with it. That's Damai which has not been Masukan, Damai which has not had Maisa taken from it again. Damai, Ma'arvin boy, or Mishtatvin boy, you can use it for Shtufim Mavois, or Mavachin Alav, you can make a Bechsamaisi on it, or Mizamin Alav, you can make a Bechaziman on it, or Mafrishin Maisei Orum. And you can separate the Maisa which needs to be separated, Orum, unclad, meaning there's no problem of separating Trumas and Maisa from, or Maisa from Damai, Orum, even though you're not wearing any clothes. And it can be done benashmoshes as well of Shabbos. The Gemara asks the question, if you're going to tell me that every drabonon you must be preceded with a bracha, hacha ki ka arum, hechi mevorech, how can he make a bracha when he's wearing no clothes? A bracha can only be recited if a person is dressed in an appropriate manner. If a person is not dressed in an appropriate manner, there's a din of vahoy machanecha kodesh. No bracha can be said. So how can it be that Chazal allow us to be mafrish maestros on demand? Arum means that there's no bracha. What do you mean? You've just told us that every drabbanon hechon tzivonu, every drabbanon also needs a bracha. What's the bracha? The bracha is asher kedishanu b'mitzvoisa b'tzivonu, whatever the mitzvah is. There's a chiyuv to make a bracha for a drabbanon. Yet we see when it comes to mitzvah of demai, where Chazal, Yechna Kain Gadol was masakin the demai, since most amei oretz would not be mafrish trumas and maisers, that he was masakin that every chaver when he buys from an amoretz has to retake maisers again. So therefore there's a takonas Chazal to take maisers from demai. If that's the case, then it should be preceded with a bracha, like Nechanik is preceded with a bracha. And yet, the Mishnah tells us that it can be Mafrish Maisi Orum. That can't be. It cannot be that you can be Mafrish Maisi Orum and have to make a bracha. The two don't work together. Why Machanecha Kodesh? So the Gemara gives two Turitzim. The Gemara gives two Turitzim. On my bayah. Vadai de divreim boy bracha, suffik de divreim loy boy bracha. Says Abai, there's a difference between mitzvah nechanika and mitzvah of demai. Mitzvah nechanika is a vadai de divreim. It's based on a vadai. Chazal instituted a takana, you must light Neiros Hanukkah. It's based on a vadai. Vadai de divreim, Boy bracha. Tzavada. Then Chazal said, at the same time as you make a, you are makayim mitzvah drabonon, you must precede it with a drabonon. You must precede it with a bracha. Vada divrayim boy bracha. Sofik the divrayim, like boy bracha. Dama is only a sofik. The reason why Chazal instituted that you should be mafresh maestros of the ma'ah is not because they knew for sure that there was no maestros taken here. It's a sofik. It's only a sofik. So they said, be mikayim trumsa maestros. Take trumsa maestros in order to prevent yourself from entering into an element of sofik. We don't know if this fruit and vegetables have had trumsa maestros taken from it. We don't know. It's a sofik. When there's a sofik, then it doesn't need to be preceded with a bracha. So Abai is giving us a very clear guideline when a bracha is part of the Takonas Chazal of the mitzvah drabonon. When it's not, when the mitzvah is a vadai like mitzvah nechanika, then it must be preceded with a bracha. When the mitzvah is only a sofik, sofik doesn't have to have a bracha. Every sofik does not need a bracha. Sofik brachas lahakil. The Shabbaya asks on himself, or the Gemara asks on Abaya, v'ha yomtiv sheni the sofik divreim hu. Yomtiv sheni, which is only a sofik, we don't know which day is yomtiv. Is it the first day yomtiv? Is the second day yomtiv? We're not sure. So yomtiv sheni was instituted purely machmas sofik. And yet we make brachas, we daven all tefillas, all tefillas of yomtiv. How can it be? It's a sofik de divrayim. The Gemara answers, you're right. Says the Gemara, kunta abaye, you're right. And normally it should be that a sofik de divrayim, you don't make a bracha. On yomtiv sheni, we should not have to make brachas. There should be no kiddush, etc. It's only a sofik. However, Hassan ki hech dvad zilzuz libe. There's a worry. If we would have a Yom Tov Sheni without any brachas, there'll be a zilzul. People will come to regard Yom Tov Sheni as a lesser Yom Tov, and they'll come to not to give it the kavod and the respect that it deserves, and they'll come to some sort of zilzul. It'll not be treated in the manner that it needs to be treated. So, really, Sofik de Divrayim, the mind never has a bracha, therefore it can be Mafish Orim. Ner Chanukah, which is a Vada Divrayim, has to have a bracha, because every Vada Divrayim is preceded with a bracha. However, Yom Tov Sheni is a slightly, it's the halacha which proves the rule. The rule is Sofik de Divrayim doesn't need a bracha. However, there's one exception to that rule, and that's Yom Tov Sheni, because Asur Lizuzul Ibe. Comes along Rava with a second teretz. So clearly we have a Baya who says Sofik brachas lahakel. Whenever there's a Sofik mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. When there's a Vadai mitzvah, be it midivrayim, then you have to make a bracha. Comes along Rava, says Rava says no. Rava Amma, Rav Amma Oretz Masrin Him. Says Rava, there's no difference between Demai, no difference between Yom Tov Sheni, Demai, Hadlokas Nechanika. All of them are really need a bracha. All of them are mitzvahs drabonon and need a bracha. They all need a bracha. The reason why Demai, you can be Mafish Arm and Demai doesn't have a bracha, because Demai is in a category of its own. It's not even a Sofik Midivrayim. Demai is Rav Amma Oretz Masrin Him. And since Rav Amma Oretz do take Maisa, so therefore it's less than a Sofik even. Since it's less than a Sofik, Chazal said, don't make a bracha. Now I'll read you Rashi. Says Rashi, Rav Amma Sofik the Divrayim by bracha. Really, a Sofik the Divrayim also needs a bracha. And really, Demai should have a bracha. And Yom Tov Sheni, there's no problem. It's a Sofik, but a Sofik the Divrayim, be it a Sofik, you still have to make a bracha. Sofik the Divrayim by bracha. Or Demai, I feel a Sofik they have it. Demai is in a category which is even less than a Sofik. Why? And a Chumra Balma, the Rav Amoris Masrin Hain. So Chumra Balma, Rav Amoris do take Maisa. So therefore, Chazal, though they obligated us, Yechon Kangad obligated us to re-Maisa all the produce which is bought from Amoret, but it's not because Chazal really knew that there was a Sofik there. It's only a Chumra Balma because Rav Amoris Masrin Hain. Therefore, in that case of Demai, Chazal said no bracha. No bracha. But any other Takonas Chazal, any other case, any other Mitzvah Drabonon, be it a Mitzvah Drabonon of a Sofik, like Yom Tov Sheni, Mechuyev bracha. Yom Mechuyev bracha. Comes out from Rashi an enormous Chiddush. And the Ram points it out and says, Aram, very clearly we see from Rashi, a person, Yom Tov, first day of Sukkot, he wasn't sure if he shook lulav or hadn't shaken lulav yet. Has he actually been mekayem mitzvah? He lost his memory and he forgot. Should he? What should he do? Halacha is Sofik d'oraisa. He has to redo the mitzvah. He has to take lulav again. If he has to take lulav again, what does he do? Does he make a bracha? Does he not make a bracha? According to Rashi, according to Rava, where Rava says that even Sofik me the divrayim by bracha, whenever I'm doing a mitzvah, even machmas Sofik. But now I'm chuyv to the mitzvah, then that mitzvah must be preceded with a bracha. Yom Tov Sheni is a Sofik. I'm only being mekayem Yom Tov Sheni because maybe it's Yom Tov, maybe it's not Yom Tov. But since Chazal said you must be mekayem this Sofik, it must be preceded with a bracha. So too, if I have a Sofik deraisa, a Sofik of mitzvahs lulav, I'm not sure if I've been mekayem my mitzvah, I haven't been mekayem my mitzvah. Sofik of asat nesukah, I'm not sure if I've been mekayem my mitzvah, I haven't been mekayem my mitzvah. Then according to Rashi, it must follow that it must be preceded with a bracha, because Sofik the Divrayim needs a bracha. Be it that mitzvahs brachas, the whole idea of brachas, the whole concept of brachas only midivrayim, but sofik midivrayim needs a bracha. I'm a chuyv to mekayim this mitzvah, you should need a bracha. And that's how the Ram points out. Mikan lomdu ksas min ha-mefashim, then he, the behed yomrin of peg misha mesu, the sofik shall divrayim loiboy mahadu bruchi, says, Ram, I have a problem with this. Rashi's telling me that sofik midivrayim needs a bracha, but the Gemara says, clearly in bracha, sofik, brachas la'akev. Whenever I have a sofik in a bracha, I don't make a bracha. And here I have a sofik, do I have to do this mitzvah, do I not have to do this mitzvah? And yet, I'm going to make a bracha kum to Rashi. How do I put the two together? Says Aram. Hanimili hecha shabracha atzma hi a mitzvah. Kesofik kari krishma. Kesofik om emes v'yatziv. Where this sofik is in the bracha itself. The mitzvah is the bracha, and that's the totality of the mitzvah is the bracha. And I have a sofik in that bracha. Do I need to say it? Don't I need to say it? Then the rule is sofik brachas lakim. However, Abu the bichas ha mitzvahs sheikke ha mitzvah deraisa. You go in afroshes meisters. Kibin she mitzvah deraisa. Vud sark lachse velachis ha mitzvah misafik afa brocha. He has to go and repeat the brocha after bishisha devrayim sark lachse imar. Says around a very clear difference. You know what Rashi will tell you? Rashi says like this: every time you have a sofik in a brocha where the brocha is the total mitzvah, sofik kor krishma, sofik amir emzviyatsiv, then the rule is sofik brochas lachim. You don't repeat. You don't repeat. However, when the suffix in a Maisa Mitzvah, and I'm obligated to do the Maisa Mitzvah again, then Rashi holds it. When I'm going to do the Mitzvah, Machma Suffix, I have to make a Brach as well. I have to make a Brach as well. So a suffix in the Brach itself, don't repeat, a suffix in a Maisa Mitzvah, and I'm a Chuyiv, wherever the reason is, because Chazal says, or because the suffix there is, I'm a Chuyiv to repeat that Mitzvah must be accompanied by a bracha as well. It must be preceded by a bracha. That's Rashi's chiluk, which in itself needs an enormous hesbah, needs a lot of explanation. What on earth is going on here? The chayyur, every time I do a mitzvah, the Torah says, do a mitzvah sukkah, mitzvah zlulah, eat matzah. Chazal instituted, you should know, they know before you enter into a mitzvah, we are giving you a new mitzvah called the mitzvah of a bracha. An extra mitzvah which precedes the mitzvah deraisa, or precedes even the mitzvah d'rabbanan called a bracha. The chayyur, if I have a suffix, if I have to repeat the mitzvah, then I have a suffix if I have to make a bracha as well. Why is the difference? What is the difference? What does Rashi mean when he says that when the suffix is in the bracha itself, then I don't repeat it? But when the suffix is in the Maisa Mitzvah, then I do repeat it. But actually, I even redo the mitzvah with a bracha. What's the difference? I have a suffix in the Maisa Mitzvah, I have a suffix in the bracha too. If the suffix in the bracha doesn't obligate me to repeat the bracha, because suffix bracha is the hakel, then the suffix in the Maisa Mitzvah, which usually is preceded by a bracha, is also a suffix in the bracha. And yet, Rashi holds that type of bracha I must repeat. What's going on? In fact, the kasha is so overpowering that Rav other Rishonim, Rif, Bahag, Rambam, many other Rishonim disagree with Rashi, and they say we've misunderstood Pshat in the Gemara. That's not what the Rava means. Rava is saying like this: that when Chazal instituted a takona, a vaday takona, be it machmas sofik, since it's a vaday takona, then they also said make a bracha. But when the action is being done purely because it's a sofik, then you don't have to repeat the bracha. So, according to those Rishonim, Rambam, Bahag, Rif, etc., if you have Yom Tosheni. Yom Tosheni is a sofik. Is it Yom Tovishin? Is it Yom Tosheni? But these Rishonim are understanding, as we see the Ran explains by Arichas in Masechta Sukkah, that the takana of Yom Tosheni is a badai takana. Chazal instituted. Because we don't know which day is Yom Tov, that you must keep a second day Yom Tov, it's now a badai takana machma sofik. A badai takana machma sofik? You should make a bracha. And really deny is also Chazal said, Rabbi Yechon Kohen Gadol said, treat deny as if it's not been taken by him, nothing's been taken from him. Treat it as if it's tevel. Therefore, Chazal made a vadai takona that you should retake meister. If that's the case, it really should come with a bracha. That's why Rava says no. Demai, be it that Chazal made a vadai takona to retake meister on demai, but since Rav Amar Oretz Ma'ashenheim, Chazal didn't want to say make a bracha as well. Even though it's a vadai takona, they didn't want to say make a bracha. But if you have a meister which is a sofik, you have a sofik mitzvah lulav, a sofik mitzvah sukkah, you're not sure, were you mekayim mitzvah, were you not mekayim mitzvah? There's no vaday takana to redo the mitzvah. You have to redo the mitzvah purely because our halacha is, a sofik has to be redone. Sofik deraisa l'chumah, you have to redo that mitzvah to make sure that you've actually done it. If that's the case, but the actual mitzvah is a sofik. If the mitzvah is a sofik, the bracha is a sofik. Sofik bracha is the hakel. So clearly we have a machlekes Rishonim here. The nafkamina would be, and this is a machlekes Rambam Raibid in Yad HaChazak in Hilchos Mila, an androgynous. An androgynous needs to have a bris mila. An androgynous is a sofik ish needs to have a bris mila. What bracha would you make? Would you make a bracha? Would you not make a bracha? The Rambam says androgynous mechayiv to be mekayim mitzvah mila. It's a sofik ish. You have to be mekayim mitzvah mila, but you can't make a bracha. And this is the Rambam mishitase. Why can't you make a bracha? Because the whole action of maisa mitzvah mila is only being fulfilled because I have a sofik whether he's an ish. Whenever there's a sofik in the Maisa Mitzvah, I can't be mechuyev to. I can't make a bracha. Sofik brachas b'hakil. Rabbi says, I don't know what you're talking about. Rabbi says, we pass in I rova in Masechta Sukkah, in Masechta Shabbos, who says, Rav Amoris and Masrin Hain. And that's the only reason why we don't make a bracha on Demai. Seemingly that even though it's a sofik, you do have to make a bracha. Like Rashi, a sofik shall be vrayim. Irrelevant whether the mitzvah is a vadai or a sofik. If I have to redo a mitzvah, you have to make a bracha. Then a mitzvah's milo on an andragonus, true it's a sofik, you'd have to make a bracha, says Rabbi. I don't know what the Rambam wants. Sofik shall be vrayim, you have to make a bracha. You have to make a bracha. Clearly we have a machlekes him here. How to understand Rava? According to Rashi, if you have a Sofik mitzvah, Sofik lulav, Sofik sukkah, any Sofik mitzvah, which you are obligated to repeat, be it because of Sofik Raisa L'chumra, or be it because Chazal said you mechuyev to repeat it, once you mechuyev to repeat it, the actual Maisa mitzvah, you have to make a bracha to. It has to be preceded with a bracha. The fact that it's a Sofik, and now I have a Sofik bracha, that doesn't bother me. If there's a suffix in a brach itself, suffix kori krishma, suffix loy kori krishma, suffix om emes v'yatsiv, suffix loy om emes v'yatsiv, where there's a suffix in an actual brach itself, don't repeat it. Suffix brach is v'akil. A suffix in a maisa mitzvah, where the maisa mitzvah must be repeated, it must be preceded with a bracha. Rambam and the other Rishonim say no. There's no such thing as ever making a bracha when it's a suffix. A suffix bracha is v'akil. If I have a suffix in a maisa mitzvah, I have a suffix in a bracha too. A suffix in a bracha does not need to repeat it. Suffix bracha is v'akil. The only time that I have to make a bracha on a suffix is when there's a vadai takonas chazal on that suffix. Like Yom Tov Sheni, where Chazal said, make it a vadai Yom Tov machma suffix. But now Chazal have said it's a vadai Yom Tov, therefore I have to make a bracha. But any maisa mitzvah which I'm repeating because of a suffix in a maisa is a suffix in a bracha. Why should I repeat the bracha? Sofik bracha is v'hakil. So we're having a very clear machlokes of Rishonim. What we need to understand is Rashi and the Ravid, and those Rishonim who learn like Rashi and the Ravid, that every time I have a sofik in the Maisa Mitzvah, every time I have a sofik in the Maisa Mitzvah, every time I have a sofik in the Maisa Mitzvah, and I'm going to repeat the Maisa Mitzvah, it doesn't matter. I repeat the Maisa Mitzvah with a bracha. With a bracha. How can that be? How can that be? It doesn't make sense, l'chaya. A sofik in the Maisa Mitzvah, a sofik in the bracha. So here, l'chaya, comes a chiddush. A chiddush which is Mavor in the Rishonim Masechtas Sukkah. The Gemara in Masechtas Sukkah says, Tana Rabbanan. How you find the mitzvahs harbe? If you have many mitzvahs in front of you, Rashi says what's called many mitzvahs. Mitzvahs harbest is Rashi. Litay lulav leishu besukkah laniach tefillin lisati besitzes. It's one of the riyas, the big discussion in the Gedolei Achronim, whether there's a riyah from Rashi that mechuyev to wear tefillin l'chol hamoed. When Rashi puts them all together, litay lulav leishu besukkah laniach tefillin lisati besitzes, is Rashi talking all together, all four in front of you, or does Rashi mean just two and two? Laniach tefillin lisati besitzes, litay lulav leishu besukkah. Does Rashi mean all four together? You have all four mitzvahs in front of you, or does Rashi mean only two in front of you? That's an enormous discussion in the Gedolei Achronim, early Achronim, where there's a riyah from Rashi, there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Be it as it may, says Rashi, Yehoi lefonov mitzvahs harbe. So the Gemara says, more quotes on machlekes, what bracha do you make? Tanakama says, you say, Baruch Hashem Kedishon b'mitzvahs v'svon al ha-mitzvahs. You make one bracha for all the mitzvahs, many mitzvahs. Every mitzvah has to be preceded with a bracha, so I make one bracha al ha-mitzvahs, and I've preceded it with a bracha. Finished, that's it. I can now do my lulav, my sukkah, my tefillin, my tzitzis, no more brachas. Says the Gemara, no. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Mavarcha Kalachas Vachas. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He said, no, you have to make a separate bracha for each mitzvah. Mitzvah lulav needs a bracha, mitzvah sukkah needs a bracha, mitzvah tzitzis needs a bracha, mitzvah tefillin needs a separate bracha. Each one needs a separate bracha. The Gemara says, what's the mekari for Rabbi Yehuda? Amar Rabbi Zeir, Ritaim Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. Hilchasuk Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Zeir says, why? Because it says in the pasuk, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Chi bi yom mavarcha noisei, v'layla yom mavarcha noisei, ela bo loim elacha, v'chol yom yom, ten loim en b'chaisof. Every day you've got to give its own bracha. So too, every Yom Tov needs its own bracha, every Shabbat needs its own bracha, hachanami, b'chol dover v'dover, ten loim en b'chaisof. You have to give it its own bracha. Just like every day needs its own bracha, every mitzvah needs its own bracha. We learn from there that a mitzvah must have its own bracha. How you find the mitzvahs, how do they make the difference? As many brachas as you can give it. Mitzvah, sukkah, lulav, tefillin. Whatever it is, all need their own bracha. All need their own bracha. The Rishonim ask a beautiful question. The Gemara in Brachas has the almost exactly same discussion. Whether on Yerukos, if you've got different mina Yerukos, different types of vegetables, do you make one bracha on all the Yerukos? Or does each Yerik, each type of vegetable need a separate bracha? And the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yehuda who says you have to make a bracha called Achas V'Achas. You know why? Because it says Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Kishen, Shemavachin, each day needs its own bracha. So too every Yerik, every Dover needs its own bracha. And Halacha Lamaisa, we don't paskin like that. Halacha in brachas we paskin that every Yerik only has one bracha. Bari Priyadomo, you don't make a bracha for each min. When it comes to Birchas HaMitzvahs, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, just like a day needs its own bracha, every mitzvah needs its own bracha. What's the difference? Why in the Masechta's brachas do we not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and in the Masechta's Sukkah, we do paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. When it comes to mitzvahs, we do. So Rishonim say a very beautiful word. They say like this. The difference between different types of vegetables is very, they're all the same. A vegetable's a vegetable. It's a carrot, if it's a squash, if it's a pumpkin, it's all the same. It's all the same. A vegetable's a vegetable. Different meaning are almost very, extremely similar than the same. So therefore, since the similarity is so great, we only make one bracha. We make one bracha. Bari Pri Adoma. When it comes to a mitzvah, each mitzvah is different. Each mitzvah is different. I have a mitzvah Dulud, I have a mitzvah Sukkah, I have a mitzvah Tfilin, I have a mitzvah Sitzes. Each mitzvah is different. Each mitzvah is different, so therefore it must have its own bracha. Must have its own bracha. So when it comes to mitzvahs, you pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, you have to make a bracha kolachas v'achas. When it comes to vegetables, we don't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. You don't make a bracha kolachas v'achas. Shluchayi, the Rishonim need an explanation. What's going on here? What is the meaning behind a bracha? When I make a bracha, why am I making a bracha? Lechayi, I'm making a bracha. Chazal said, before you enter into doing a mitzvah, before you actually do a mitzvah, prepare yourself, get yourself ready, understand why you're doing a mitzvah. So you make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam asher kidushonu b'mitzvah yisof. So you're giving yourself some level of kedusha before you enter into the mitzvah. Now, what difference does it make if my mitzvah is a mitzvah lulav, if my mitzvah is a mitzvah sukkah, if my mitzvah is a mitzvah tefillin? The bracha is the same bracha. Why should I have to make a bracha for each mitzvah? Why is it different when it comes to bichas hayerek, where the bracha is one bracha because they're all the same type of? It's all, I'm eating vegetables, whether it's this type of vegetable and that type of vegetable, the fact that they look different means nothing to me. Here as well, a mitzvah is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of sukkah, there's a mitzvah of lulav. But a mitzvah is a mitzvah, and what's mechad me, the bracha of the mitzvah? So why should I have to make a separate bracha? Clearly you see from the Rishonim that the understanding of a bracha is not just to make a bracha to prepare yourself for the mitzvah. But every ma'aser mitzvah is mechayiv itself a bracha. The ma'aser mitzvah, part of the ma'aser mitzvah, say Chazal, is to precede it with its bracha. It becomes part and parcel of the very ma'aser mitzvah. The ma'aser mitzvah itself is mechayiv a bracha. Lulav needs a brichas lulav. Sukkah needs a brichas sukkah. Sitzes needs a brichas sitzes. And tefillin needs a brichas tefillin. That's what we learn, just like there's a bracha for each Shabbos and a bracha for each Yom Tov. Every day has its own specific bracha. The day is mechayiv that bracha. The mitzvah is mechayiv its own bracha. When it comes to Yerek, it's not the squash which is mechayiv a bracha and then the carrot mechayiv a bracha. No. Very pre-adoma, the pre-adoma mechayiv a bracha. The fact that one's a squash and one's a carrot and one's a potato makes no difference to me. That's not the mechayiv of the bracha. The mechayiv of the bracha is the fact that I'm eating a Yerek. When it comes to brichas and mitzvahs, each mitzvah has its own bracha. Each mitzvah has its own bracha. So let's come back to our Gemara. Gemara asks, my mevarech, what bracha am I making? L'chayir, when it comes to a drabbonon, what's the mitzvah drabbonon? What is the mitzvah drabbonon? The mitzvah drabbonon is l'chayir only to listen to Chazal. Lo sasa, the Torah says. Listen to what they say. So if Chazal say, do a ma'aser hadlaka, then you have to light. But what might be mekayim? I'm listening to the words of Chazal. Have I done any ma'aser mitzvah as such? Have I created a ma'aser mitzvah? Not really. It's so much so that the Nesivus has the suggestion that if you are shaking in a drabbonon, you're potter. There's no such thing as a shaking in a drabbonon. Because the whole mitzvah drabbonon is only to listen to Chazal. If that's the whole mitzvah drabbonon, then you can't be a shaking. The shaking, you did not listen. It was a mistake. You did not listen, so you haven't transgressed the mitzvah drabbonon. If the whole mitzvah drabbonon is purely to listen, so the Gemara says, "Vayim mevarich." The Gemara says, "You know what the bracha is? Asheki deshanu b'misveisa v'tzivon lehadlik neshul Chanukah." I'm lighting a neshul Chanukah. There's no such thing as a neshul Chanukah. There's a mitzvah to light a candle on these 8 days. Because Chazal said that's what I should do. If there's a chefs of nech Chanukah, there's a chefs of nech Chanukah which is kodeshing, which is also lishtamish behen. That can make sense. Where does that come from? On that, the Gemara asks. The Heichon Sivonu. We know that there's such a thing as Chazal say, and we must listen. That we knew before the Gemara. What we didn't know was it's possible to have a Ner Chanukah, which is Mechayev Mi Abrocha. A Ner Chanukah? Ner Chanukah doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a Ner Chanukah. A Ner Chanukah is nothing more than a means for me to be Mechayev the words of Chazal. If there's such a thing as a Ner Chanukah, that means Chazal have the ability to institute a new concept which never existed beforehand. The ability to create a Chetzah Shel Mitzvah which never existed beforehand. The Heichon Sivonu, where does that come from? The Gemara says that also comes from the Sosu. The Torah gave Chazal the ability not just to obligate us to do, but to create something which never existed beforehand. Create a chetzah shel mitzvah, a ner Chanukah. And it's particularly by ner Chanukah where we find this concept, where ner Chanukah is kodeshein, v'asa lishtamish ben. We see that the the point of Chazal, where Chazal arrived at, what Chazal have the ability to do is not just to obligate us to be Mekayim Mitzvah, but they command us, to, and they can create a very Chetzesh Mitzvah. They created a Ner Chanukah, which is now Kodesh. Kodeshim. There's a Kedusha to this Ner Chanukah. It's a Chetzesh Mitzvah, where that Chetzesh Mitzvah itself is Mekayim Bracha. What Bracha? Lablik Ner Shel Chanukah. The very Chetzesh of Mitzvah of Chanukah. It's particularly by Chanukah, where this is poignant, where this is very apt, that we should be able to understand that that is the Chetzesh Mitzvah. Because here lies the very essence of Chanukah. The very essence of Chanukah lies in this Tachanas Chazal, where Chazal were able to create a Chetzesh Mitzvah, which didn't exist beforehand, to the extent that it's Kodeshein. Kodeshein v'osu l'shtamishben. The very Chetzesh Mitzvah is osu l'shtamishben. And the understanding behind this is as follows. We know that the Yevonim turned around to Klal Yisrael. Mor says, Shichu Einayim Shal Yisrael, they darkened the eyes of Klal Yisrael, and they turned around and said, Kisru Lachem Malkein Ashoi She'en Lim Chedek B'Lekei Yisrael. The Yevonim were very clever people. They were wise, Chachmas Yavam. We know that Rambam writes of Aristotle. Aristotle was the greatest mind. He achieved the greatest that any human mind can actually achieve in the physical world. His ability with his seichel was phenomenal. He arrived at the highest point that a human seichel can arrive at in the physical world. That was the Koyach of Chachmas Yavam. But what they didn't want, they wanted the Shemayim, they wanted the Ribbono Shelolam, the Lekei Yisrael, the ability for the Lamaila and the Lamata to remain separate. They wanted to be separate. They wanted to remain completely separate. The Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chabad writes in the end of Oyer Torah, he says, beautiful. He explains that the Menorah symbolizes the Nem Mitzvah of Torah Oyer. The Menorah is made up of seven branches, three on each side, and the Nem Aravi in the middle. The Nem Aravi was lit constantly. That represents the Torah Oyer, that's the Torah that which is constantly there, constantly Menorah Shemayim. The three on the right are the three mitzvahs. All mitzvahs are broken up into three categories. Eidos, Chukim, Mishpatim. You have mitzvahs of Eidos, which are mitzvahs which, through that, we announce and we proclaim the very being of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have mitzvahs Shabbos, mitzvahs Yom Tov. That's mitzvahs of Eidos. We have mitzvahs of Mishpatim, Benod Mechaveir, there's a mitzvah of Oyes HaMeis, Mishach Masas Oichim, there's mitzvahs which are Mishpatim. We have mitzvahs of Chukim as well, Kabonos, Suam Mishtaleach, Yeparaduma, the mitzvahs Chukim. They are represented on the three branches on the right. The three branches on the left represent the Loisaseis of the Eidos, Mishpatim, and Chukim. So we have Loisaseis in Shabbos, there's Malachas you mustn't do in Shabbos, there's Malachas you mustn't do in Yom Tov. We have Loisaseis when it comes to Mishpatim, Geneva Vaveda, there's Ben Odin Chaver in Loisaseis too. And we also have Loisaseis in Chukim. There's certain Loisaseis which mustn't, Loisar, Pigol, etc., which mustn't. You must have some transgression when it comes to the chukim, when it comes to korbanos. Those are the three on the left, on the right, and the left. The mitzvahs, the ner mitzvah is the three on the right and the three on the left, the six, and the ner maravi is the teyor. The ner maravi was lit constantly. The three on the right and three on the left, they were only lit for a short while during the day, and at night they stopped. They burnt out because a mitzvah has limitations. The teyor has no limitations. The nes chanukah, which was symbolized through the ness of the menorah, was that those very ner mitzvahs, the three on the right and three on the left, burnt constantly 24/7 for 8 days. To symbolize that what we understand is that the Maisa Mitzvah, be it a Maisa Mitzvah which is in this world, and a Maisa Mitzvah seems to be detached from the Ruchnius of the Olam Elyon, no. What the Chashmonaim achieved was that they brought the Ruchnius down into the physical world. They gave us the ability to understand that the Koyach HaTorah can transform a Maisa Mitzvah into a Koyach HaTorah. And it must transform a Maisa Mitzvah into a Koyach HaTorah. Because the avodah of a person in this world is to take everything that we have in this world, every Maisa Mitzvah, everything physical, everything that we have to come across in our daily lives and turn all that through the Koyach HaTorah into a piece of Torah. So this what was symbolized through the Nes of Chanukah was that the Maisa Mitzvah is not detached from the Torah. On the contrary, the Koyach HaTorah is that it has the ability to transform the Maisa Mitzvah into a piece of Torah. The name Torah is Taryag, right? It comes from the word Taryag. The reason why it's called Torah is from the word Taryag. Taryag is Taryag Mitzvahs. Torah is much more than just Taryag Mitzvahs. You've got to learn Torah Lumei Damanas Nasleis, because the Koyach HaTorah is to bring the Torah which is in Shemayim, the Koyach HaTorah Shebiksav, and turn it into Torah Shebapeh, which means to bring it down to this world and transform this world into Chetzesh Shel Mitzvah. Transform this world into Chetzesh Shel Torah. That's what the Chashmonaim proved to the Yevonim. You thought you could detach this world from the world of the spirituality. That there's an Olam Hazeh, there's an Olam Habah. There's a Chochma Tachton and a Chochma Elyon. There's a physical world and Maisa Mitzvah which are separate from the Koyach HaTorah which is Lamaila Lamaila. Says the Chashmonaim, you misunderstood what Torah Shebapeh is all about. Torah Mappe is such that we have the ability to bring Teisha Mappe down to this world and transform everything in this world into a piece of Torah. That's what the curve of Teisha Mappe is. And that's what was symbolized by the Nes of Chanukah. If that's the case, now we can understand why Chazal felt it necessary when they were misakin mitzvahs in their Chanukah, not just to say, do a Maisa Hadlocker. That's not good enough. A Maisa Hadlocker is nothing. That's not, I want much more than that. I want to create a Chetzah Shel Mitzvah. I want to create something which is Kodeshen, something which before was just mundane and Choyal, but now through the Kodesh HaTorah I've turned it into a Dover Kodesh, Osel Lishtamish Behen. That's what's symbolized in the Mitzvahs Hadlokas Nechanukah. And that's why the Gemara asks, particularly when it comes to Mitzvahs Nechanukah, V'Heichon Sivonu, where's the Tzivu? Where was I commanded to say this Bracha of Asher Lishon B'Mitzvah V'Sivonu Lehadlik Ner Shel Chanukah? That's particularly B'Chanukah. Because Chanukah is where we began to perceive and we understood and we internalized that Torah is not just detached from us. Torah must permeate every single part of our being, every single thing that there is in the physical world, to the extent that the physical world becomes a Dover Kodesh as well. The Ner Chanukah, which is just a pure Hadlokas, lighting a candle. What am I doing? I'm lighting a Ner. But that is Kodeshen. Kodeshen also Nishtamish Ben. That's the Kodesh of Torah, and that's what the Chashmonaim taught us. And that's the lesson we must take out as we start the Yachikala, we start our days when we're not so involved in our daily work. And we have the ability to spend more time in Torah, to focus and understand that what we're going to do here today and tomorrow and the day after and every day is to turn everything that's in our lives, everything which is mundane, into pure Kedusha, into pure Torah. We should give yourself the Shmaya, and we should be zeichah to see the Oyah HaTorah in everything mundane and everything in this world, and we should be zeichah to be Yisagol B'mehevi Amenu. Amen.